RMT conference takes fighting position on urgent political questions. Socialist Party members in RMT. The 2016 annual general meeting conference of the Rail Maritime and Transport Workers Union RMT took place 26-30 June against a backdrop of heightened conflict in both the industrial and political arenas. RMT's battle against downskilling and the removal of safety critical guards on Southern Rail services threatens to become the most bitter dispute the union has fought for some time. With the new anti-union bill about to take force, RMT, like other trade unions, has to consider how to combat the anti-democratic demands of new ballot procedures and further restrictions of picketing. The conference took a clear position on the anti-union legislation. It repeated RMT's call to the TUC for general strike action should the new act be used to prosecute any TUC-affiliated union, and further agreed that RMT will seek agreements with other trade unions to support each other should the new powers be used against us. Two of the most hotly debated decisions related to the new political situation after the EU referendum. The conference called on Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn to campaign for an early general election to dump the Tory government. RMT has issued a statement of support for Corbyn's leadership, and delegates wanted to see Labour setting the agenda for exit from the EU on the basis of a fight against austerity and privatisation. TUSC. Related to this was a further debate on the union's political strategy. The conference overwhelmingly agreed to continue participating in the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC. A TUSC fringe meeting attracted half of the delegates. They committed to support Corbyn but felt that, at this time, it was essential to maintain an electoral alternative to Labour that was 100% anti-austerity. Delegates, a number who have stood as TUSC candidates, were clear that we will not give blanket support to Labour councillors who cut jobs and services or MPs who vote for austerity and war. RMT members and activists are rightly proud of the militant industrial and political stance of our union. The 2016 conference shows that those traditions are continuing to shape our union's policies and actions,